Okay, so we spoke yesterday about the concept that when we do mitzvahs, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us schar in this world and the next world, and the Rav that's Mishamish, the Adon, that the Eved that's Mishamish the Rav to get a pras is like he's taking the pras with him, he's doing it for Olam Hazeh. And not for the next world. And then we also said is that he should be doing it shalom nas lekabel pras, and he should be opening up the shvil in Shemayim in order to Hashem should be able to use the pipe to give people, but not necessarily himself. But he says one other thing, interestingly. He says that really, if you think about it, the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving schar to people in this world really is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants to do. Because Hashem created the world lehetiv. Hashem created the world in order to be meitiv to people, that people should be happy and enjoy the world, enjoy what Hashem had to offer. So he says a person can really maybe, even if a person is doing it totally lishma, but it could be that a person would have in mind and say to himself, You know what I want? I want to do more mitzvahs so that through my mitzvahs, more hatava and more hatava is coming into the world. But I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it because Hashem wants that to happen. So I'm doing it totally for the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not doing it for myself. But I know that Hashem wants to be meitiv, to give good things to the world. And therefore, I am doing the Ratzon Hashem by doing more mitzvahs and allowing those mitzvahs to be the conduit through which the goodness comes to the world. So Chaim V'Lozhin says, yes, that's true. That's not a bad kavana. But here's the simin, whether you're doing it for yourself or for Hashem. What happens if Hashem says, yes, sir? I'm just going to plug this in. Yes, sir, it's true that by you doing this, I'm able to give more people schar in this world. But I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to other people. So that's the simon. If you're still happy with that, then you're doing it lishma. You're doing it so that Hashem should be happy by giving people stuff in your honor. But if you're like, one second, hold on. Don't forget about me. So if that's your kavana, then obviously you were thinking about yourself the whole time. So he says and he goes to different chazals, that Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's the point. Yeah, of course, you want that Hashem should be able to be meitiv to people. But ultimately, even though Hashem is being meitiv to people, if your kavan is for that, that's fine. But if your kavan is for yourself, then that's not fine. Or whatever, that's not the level that we're discussing. Okay. Next Mishnah. Believe it or not, we finished the Mishnah. Now we are up to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet, Rabbi Yosi ben Yezer ish Treda, Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim kiblu mehem. They accepted the Mesorah from the people before them. The people before them were Antigonus ish Soichai. Yosi ben Yezer ish Treda Omer. Yosi ben Yezer, the man of Treda, says, Yehi beischa beis vad lachachamim. Your house should be a beis vad, a place of gathering for chachamim. Vehevi misabik ba'afar aglaim, and you should cling to the dirt of their feet. Vehevi shoyse betzoma es divrayim, and you should drink their words thirstily. So the question, so I guess, you know, the pashup shot in the Mishnah is that you should have a respect and relationship with Talmidei Chachamim. That's the general theme of the Mishnah. But the question that Rabbi Chaim V'Lozhin, as he's been doing in these Mishnayos, is that why specifically this wording and this kind of, just say, you know, you have respect for Talmidei Chachamim and have a relationship with Talmidei Chachamim. The wording saying, Yi beischa beisvad l'chachamim, your house should be a gathering place for Chachamim, and also this word, v'havi misabek ba'afar reglei, misavek is a very hard word to translate. Misavek somehow means to cling, but it's not a simple word. In the dirt of their feet. So what exactly is going on over here? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that in general, he says that one of the primary ways a person grows in Torah, the Mishnah in Perkei Avos says, is hamachgim es rabbeisav, somebody that makes his rabbanim smarter. What does that mean? It means that he listens to the chachamim, he listens to them respectfully, but he fights back. So it's not just he takes everything that he learns in a sefer, you know, for granted. He respects it and he knows that the authority, but he fights back to understand it properly. Okay, so for example, so he says, Vihine, can you get me the B'didi Avodah? Vihine halimu nikra malchama. Learning in order to fight over the pshat of something is a milchama. You're fighting over the pshat. It's the Gemara actually refers to people fighting and learning as a milchamta shel Torah. Im kein gama talmidim loich mem yikru. So a talmid who hears his rebbe is really fighting. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with that, and he says a very strong language here. Even he says va'aster loy le talmid. It's forbidden for a Talmud, lekabel divrei rabbi, to just accept what his Rebbe says, kishiyesh lekushas aleihem, when he has questions, without trying to find out the answers. He has to at least make the effort to try to find out. Ultimately, he could say, look, I don't know the answer. But he has to ultimately try to find it. Ulefam yeh emes in a Talmud. Sometimes the Talmud is correct. So he says, zesha omri yeh beischa beizvad lechachamim. Your house should be a gathering place for chachamim. Vehevi misabik. But you should be misabek in their offer. What is misabek? He says, like it says by Yaakov Avinu with the Malach, vayeavek ish imo. He fought with the Malach. A fighting over spiritual matters is referred to as an hisavkus, vayeavek. He's lifting up the dust. That's called a fight over spiritual matters. So he says here too, we have to fight with the rabbanim, but only with the offer, only with the offer under their legs. You have to come with humility and know that you're only offer with their legs at the offer. But in the offer level, you have to fight back. You have to understand a little bit. What's pshat? Why is it like this? Don't just accept everything sitting down. So then he says, you know what? This is the relationship we have to have also with people who wrote Sfarim ahead of us. Everyone who wrote a sefer, and you're coming to learn from the sefer. So you have to fight back a little bit and try to get down into it. So he says, that's what it means. He's giving a shmak upshot. He says that all the people wrote Sfarim, idea Sfarim asher bebatenu. You bring in Sfarim to your house, now your house is a beisvad l'chachamim. Now your house is a house of Chachamim. You have Rabbi Kiva Eger in your house. You have Rashi in your house. You have Rambam in your house. You have all these Chachamim sitting in your house. So you're a base Badle Chachamim. But have him Misavik Ba'afar Aglayim. But you have to fight a little bit with their, you know, to get pshat. So you read a Rambam and it's a hard Rambam. Misavik, you have to a little bit, you know, try to get pshat. V'lelisa pnei ish rak le'ov ha'emes. And you have to love the truth to try to get to the bottom of it. Aval im kozei yizar benafshim ladaber begaiva, but never speak with gaiva. So you have a Rashi, and you don't understand the Rashi in the Chumash. So either okay, next, you know, no, that the base of the Chacham is you have Rashi, but then the misavik ba'afar aglaim is now. One second, what's Rashi really saying? I want to get in there. I want to understand. But only fight with Rashi as offer beraglaim. Only realize you're nothing compared to Rashi, and ultimately. You know, you have to come with a certain humility. Okay, that's what he says. I just read today. I think it's here. A tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, and in the tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, he has over there. Yeah, he has over there. A whole thing about the Rambam. And basically, the Rambam had a certain language, and he goes on and on basically to say that we have to take the Rambam as, on the one hand, as Torah Misinai. We can't fight with the Rambam. But on the other hand, we have to understand what he's saying. And we have to get down to the bottom of understanding what he's saying. And to the one hand say, well, I don't really understand it, so probably he didn't mean, you can't do that. But on the other hand, you have to really come up with a pshat so you really understand it. Now, so that's what he means. Is a nice pshat. Your house should be a place where you bring chachamim in. But on the other hand, having misavik ba'afar raglayim. Okay. I read a story on Shabbos where it was a few stories like that, that people ultimately did not treat certain chachamim with the right respect, and it ended up coming back to haunt them. So he said that he brings down here from the Chida. In this sefer, there's a piece from the Chida that the Chida says the following, that he was in a Beis Medrash one time. You know, the Chida was a traveler. He collected money for poor people in Eretz Yisrael. That was what the Chida did. And he traveled the world. And one time, he said he was in a Beis Medrash, and Yoishvim Tamidei Chachamim V'loimdim, and there were people learning. There was a sefer called the Heichal Kodesh. I don't know what that sefer is, but there was a sefer called the Heichal Kodesh written many years before even the Chida. And one of the Talmidim said, Shver, he doesn't know what he's talking about, or something like that. Some language that was not so respectful. Immediately, that student fell asleep, the Chida writes, and he got a dream, and in the dream, he was told, don't ever speak like that against the Sefer Heichal Kodesh. He woke up and he told everyone in the Beis Medrash that he has right pshat in the sugya and we should never speak like that in the Heichal, against the Heichal Kodesh. That's the Chida brings that story. And then the Chida goes on a thing. He says, "Mivaznenu shamanu, I heard many times, mipum rabbanon, from rabbanon, sheyesh shenen shu'al zilzul hasfarim v'amechabrim, that I've seen many times," says the Chida, "people that got punished for being mezalzel, for not giving the proper honor to Sfarim, l'chein. Therefore, hayari l'nafsha yizar l'chalkel dvarav b'yoy melachma melchamto shel Torah, when a person's fighting the melchama of Torah, like the Reb Chaim V'lajan is saying, v'yizar b'ksivasa shel yichve b'gachalosan shel mechabim shel fanenu, whenever you're writing something, be very careful how you write it, and don't write against any of Sfarim. And then the Chida writes that the Chida has a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, that there were certain people that had Yesurim in this world, and the Levush was a Sefer that was written in the time of the Beis Yosef. It's a very famous Sefer. The Levush told people, certain people, that there are Tamidei Chachamim out there that are punished in this world. This is the Sefer Levush. So the Sefer Levush came to someone in a dream and said that certain Tamidei Chachamim are having Yesurim because of their machlokas they had with me in learning after he died. The Levush was no longer living, but certain machlokas they had with me, and they treated my Sfarim with no respect, and they got punished in this world from it. So this, the Chida brings all this down. And then, he says, even if a person's fighting and learning, but you have to treat all the Sfarim with respect. And then in this Sefer, he brings down that there was a Maisa one time with the Shagas Aryeh. Now, the Shagas Aryeh was written in the 1740s or whatever, and he argued a lot of times with the Rishonim, even with Rashi and Tosfos. He used to argue with Rabbeinu Tam, and he used to argue with the Rishonim. And there was one time that the Shagas Aryeh was towards the end of his life, was on a bookcase, getting a sefer, and the whole book is collapsed on him. and different Sfarim, they fell on him. And the Shagas Aryeh says, the ones that fell on me the hardest were the ones that I argued with more. That's what he said. And he said that the Rabbeinu Tam fell really the hardest. That's what Shagas Aryeh said. And but Akavanu, according to Reb Chaim Volozhin, that's what this Mishnah means. Mishnah means that Misavik, you should be Misavik with Tamidei Chachamim. You should fight and try to understand Pshat. But only Ba'afar Aglayim. Only fight the Torah, so it's the Afar Aglayim. Then it says the Mishnah, Vavishosa B'tzama, as Divrayim, you should drink their words with thirst. So he says, it doesn't say drink their thirst as drink their words as if you were thirsty. It doesn't say kitsame, like a thirsty person. It says bitsama, with thirst. Drink it with thirst. So he says, what does it mean to drink it with thirst? He says that when you're drinking it, the Mishnah saying is that as you're drinking it, you should still remain thirsty. Normally, after you drink something, you quench your thirst eventually. And here what it's saying is, no, keep drinking it and be thirsty while you're drinking. That's what it's saying. Continue to be thirsty, because as you're fighting with the pshat and you got a little bit, no, keep on asking for more. Keep on trying to get more. And he says one more pshat. He says that even if you filled up your house with Torah, and even if you fought, but at the end of the day, you get schar for that. But don't leave it at that. Keep on drinking, keep on drinking. Don't just, you know, okay, I bought all the Sfarim, so now it's good. No, you bought the Sfarim, and now you got to learn from them too. So he said that's the end of the Mishnah of having Shosa B'tzama as Divrei, and make sure that you keep on thirsty as you're drinking. Okay, so that's this Mishnah, according to him. Okay, so we'll continue tomorrow. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rosh.
Okay. Good night.
See you all tomorrow. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shkoyach.
Oh, yeah.
Shmack my snag, I shmack shiver.